Define your process or workflow for handling IT issues. Every business will encounter issues with technology they use, whether it is a simple computer error to a critical server crashing. Do you and your employees know what to do when something happens? Who is responsible for addressing IT issues in your business? Do you have any formal processes? As with anything in business, if you do not have a formalized process for dealing with issues, they can linger and fester. If there are too many people involved in the process or too many people with authority, employees may be confused about how to address an issue. If there is no one involved or responsible for IT items, then it could become a free-for-all. In both cases, nothing will be properly handled and nothing will be consistent. This further reduces productivity and wastes time and resources. When you have a formal process and designate a person, department, or vendor to be responsible for IT, it becomes easier for employees to report issues, to know who is responsible for addressing the issues, and then they will feel confident that the issue will be addressed. This will also lead to more timely resolutions to issues, proper resolutions, and improved employee productivity as they will experience less downtime and distraction. So, to summarize, when an issue surfaces and employees know who to contact and how, the issue is addressed, employees return to work, and productivity increases. If you have any questions or would like to discuss how to implement a process or workflow for your IT issues, please reply to the email and I will be happy to help. Plan for new equipment purchases. Does your business have a plan to replace aging equipment or a plan to replace equipment when it breaks or fails? It is important to have a plan for this because 1, it will be in your budget, and 2, it keeps up productivity. Technology is constantly improving, and it is important to keep up. Equipment wears down as it ages, and this is what will lead to many of the common issues experienced with older equipment, such as systems slowing down. This doesn't mean that all old equipment is bad, but it is important to be aware of this fact. Do know that with proper maintenance, you can maximize the useful lifetime of your equipment. Once the end of the life cycle is reached, the equipment will need to be replaced. So what is a typical useful lifespan for your equipment? Well, the two most common pieces of equipment you will be replacing the most are your desktops and laptops. Desktops have an average useful lifespan of 4 to 5 years, and laptops have an average useful lifespan of 3 to 4 years. And this is all also dependent on having regular maintenance performed on your equipment and upkeep. So keep in mind that at some point it will also become a better financial decision to replace equipment instead of continuing to maintain it. If you have any questions or would like assistance with creating a plan for replacing or upgrading equipment, please reply to the email and I will be happy to help. Standardize equipment. Why is it important to standardize your IT equipment? When standardizing equipment, you will experience some or all of these benefits. 1, you may be able to reduce the vendors you purchase from. 2, you may be able to qualify for volume purchase discounts. 3, you will reduce your support costs. 4, you will begin to see faster resolution times to support calls. And 5, you will have better integration with your equipment and will minimize compatibility issues. So think about the computers you currently have. Are they all from the same vendor? Are they all the same or similar model? Do you purchase other equipment from this vendor? Vendors work to ensure all their equipment works together and is compatible. It is very likely that their equipment will also work with equipment from other vendors, but if there is an issue, the two pieces of equipment don't function together as expected, you may have to deal with both vendors, or they may say your integration isn't supported. This creates a bottleneck with your IT, and by standardizing, this can be avoided. It is also important to do the research to ensure equipment from different vendors will work together if it is not possible to get from one vendor. For more information, please check out our blog post on this topic. The post is titled, "Does Your Business Have a Set of Standards When Purchasing Computers and IT Equipment?" Update. Why is it important to run updates? Updates help keep your system stable and secure. Updates patch bugs or vulnerabilities in a system software that could be exploited, and updates can also add new features. When you skip updates, you are increasing your risk of malware, viruses, a hacked system, etc. Imagine the downtime, lost productivity, and revenue because of missing updates. While most updates do tend to help and improve a system, it is possible for an update to have the opposite effect and make a system worse or unstable. It is important to be prepared and always run a backup prior to running any update on your system. Practice safe habits. What are safe habits when it comes to dealing with IT, and how do they help reduce the IT bottleneck? When employees practice safe habits, they are helping to reduce risk to themselves and the business. These habits can reduce risk and avoid potential threats. These threats include viruses, malware, ransomware, hacks, and data breaches. By reducing the risk of these threats, the business is also at less of a risk of financial and legal repercussions. Some of the safe habits include using common sense and avoiding anything suspicious, checking all internet and email links to ensure they will go to the expected site, checking the spelling of URLs when typing them into the browser's address bar so you reach the intended site, checking the email address from the sender to ensure it is from a legitimate source, as the name listed may not match the email address the email was sent from, never giving out any personal information or passwords over email, ensuring computers have antivirus and anti-malware protection, not reusing passwords, and enabling a network-level protection by using a web filter and/or firewall at the company level. Practicing these safe habits will help to significantly reduce risk and disruption. Preventative measures will reduce the IT bottleneck, as there will be less issues that would cause a potential disruption to normal business operations. Password management. What is password management, and how does it help reduce the IT bottleneck? Do you and your employees struggle with the multiple passwords needed on a daily basis to access computers, applications, and websites? Do you or your employees make frequent requests to IT to have a password reset? Do you reuse your passwords for multiple services or write them on sticky notes and leave them all over your computer's monitor and desk? I bet you answered yes to at least one of my questions. This is a huge bottleneck and security issue. How much time do you think is lost due to password issues because someone forgot their password? There is a way to avoid these password issues and enhance the security of using multiple passwords, and this is achieved by using a password management application. These applications allow for the use of a master password to access all stored passwords. Many of the applications can create unique passwords by using a password generator with varying levels of complexity. The password manager can then store this password for future use without having to memorize it. Many applications also have business-specific features to manage employee access to various company passwords. By using a password manager, employees will only have to remember one password, can create random complex passwords, have a unique password for everything, and will no longer need to write down passwords on sticky notes. Imagine all the time saved and the gain of productivity. Limit access. Many issues can arise when an employee has more access than they need to do their job. This can lead to unintended issues. Many of these issues have already been covered in our previous topics. To further reduce the IT bottleneck, it is important to only grant the minimum amount of access required. When an employee has unrestricted access on their computer, they can inadvertently or unintentionally do harm. This can include causing an infection on the system, changing critical settings, installing unwanted programs, uninstalling needed programs, accessing non-permitted websites, etc. These restrictions are as much for their protection as it is for the business. This further helps to reduce risk and make it more difficult for a hacker or a virus or malware to gain access and do damage. This can also help protect the business from a disgruntled employee. Remember all the previous issues discussed that could harm the business, and think of limiting access as the initial barrier to those risks.